from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, it felt good. There's always, you know, there's always a little bit, you know, of a more focus that you have going to games for whatever reason. Even if you try and enter that mindset and things like that throughout the weeks, it's just a sense of control, I guess, a sense of progress, a sense of, you know, a bunch of different things that when you get into games, you know, the comfort level and all of that, you know, normally skyrockets.
That is a confident and focused Caleb Williams, who is out on the practice field now, and we are told that they're not in full pads in front of the crowd. They are in shells, which means a little bit of lighter contact for them only. Chris Emma is now going to tell us everything he sees and what we should expect. He is on Twitter at CEmma670, the Score Bears reporter on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hello, Chris. What's happening?
What's up? How we doing?
Things are really good, Emma. Why don't we start back with Saturday? What did you think was impressive from what you saw offensively?
My goodness. I mean, look, the baseline for Caleb Williams in this game was get through clean operation, avoid penalties, avoid mistakes, leave this offense the right way. And anything else more than that was fantastic. You got more than that. You got to see the arm talent. You got to see the processing abilities. Everything you wanted to see on display from Caleb Williams in just a couple series, it was there. Clean operation. No pre-snap issues. And he got the ball out quick. You could see the processing element that we've been talking about. It's different when you go against another defense in a different scheme and you're not sure what you're up against. He looked poised, prepared, and ready. And you could just see everything was right there on display for you.
So when they have the Bengals coming here, we know to the extent to which they prized their time practicing against the Colts last year. What are you expecting, and is that why they're in shells instead of pads today?
Yeah, they've been doing these kind of three-day ramp-ups. Today is day one of that, which means shells, lighter work, shorter practice, more detail-oriented. They will build up, I think, full pads tomorrow, kind of almost a dress rehearsal, really, for the Bengals. And then Thursday is going to be some really good action. It'll be a longer practice. They'll go joint field, so offense versus defense on one side, vice versa on the other end. And they go fast pace. You kind of want to, if you can, just be right in the middle of those two practice fields and just watch and hope they're kind of alternating play after play. That's what it was for me last year down in Indy. And you just get to take in so much. And it's really tremendous action. If you can keep practice in control, which we've seen a lot of fights and issues with some of these other practices, but you get really good spirited work. It changes up the atmosphere and monotony of training camp. And I think coaches really tend to prefer these. We've seen more and more of these kinds of joint practices playing out, and it's really a substitute to the preseason. And with that in mind, I don't think you're going to see Caleb Williams or the starters on Saturday. And if you come out of Thursday feeling good about what you accomplished, then rightfully so.
Yeah, Zach Taylor said he wasn't going to play his starters, correct?
Yeah, no Bengals for Saturday. I would imagine, well, we'll hear from Matt Eberflus tomorrow, but I imagine the Bears will follow suit as well.
Huh, okay. I've got some thoughts on that, but Dan and I will have a segment on it a little bit later on. When it comes to the offensive line, what did you, because we talked a little bit with Groats about this last week with all of the Nate Davis stuff. Where do you think the Bears offensive line is right now in relationship to who plays right guard?
Well, I should start by saying Nate Davis is on the field today. I'm looking out there right now. He's going through individual drills. I would imagine he's ramping up a little bit. He's probably still a week away from full go, but that's a good sign. I was not expecting to see him out there today. Ryan Bates, on the other hand, working off to the side with the training staff. He will not be practicing today. So you're kind of just building off what you got with those two right now, and it's not an ideal situation. You were hoping Bates would be your backup if Davis is hurt, and now you're kind of wondering if and when either of those guys are going to get back out there soon, but they're working around it. You know, Matt Pryor's been your guy at right guard. I think it comes down to the idea of, do you trust Nate Davis to stay healthy? Do you trust him to be out there? He doesn't earn the benefit of the doubt at this point. They really like Ryan Bates. We know plenty about that. Ryan Poles has coveted him over the last couple of years. If Bates is out there and healthy right now, which he's not, I think he's your lead to get that right guard spot with Coleman Shelton at center. But the injury setback to Bates has thrown that contingency plan off too. So they're trying to figure it out right now, and I think they're still got a bit of ways to go to really get that thing settled.
Do you think Davis practicing is in any way possibly a response to the gauntlet being thrown down by the head coach?
I mean, you'd hope so in some form, right? I mean, the message has been sent multiple times. There's been clear frustration. Heck, when they go out and they trade a mid-round pick to get Ryan Bates, that should be the wake-up call. Like, there's been tons of messages sent by this team. Look, if it's not resonated by now, it's never going to really hit, and you're just kind of in the way of this thing. They believe in this guy still, but I think they're getting really frustrated and ready to move on at this point. So I'm not talking about contractually, because this deal is basically paid for. He's on your roster already. You're not doing much by getting rid of him, but maybe he's your backup at this point if Ryan Bates is able to get out there and be healthy.
Speaking of trades, how would you assess the likelihood that Hassan Reddick gets traded and gets traded to the Bears?
I just don't see it. When you get traded to one team and then months later you're trying to get traded from that new team, it doesn't bode well. That doesn't sound like something Ryan Poles wants to do. Look, day one of camp, he came out unsolicited and said, I know you're going to ask about it, so I'm just going to say it. We like our pass rushers. We're good with this group. I take him at his word, because I'd heard months back that they were looking at Yannick Ngakoue, that they wanted to have a reunion there. That has since fallen through for a number of different reasons, but in large part because they really like this group. I think they really believe in Austin Booker. Dominic Robinson's a guy who struggled the last couple of years, but he still is a developmental piece when you consider he's only been a pass rusher for a couple of years. Like, they still see him as a guy building up for the future. They like DeMarcus Walker as well. Jacob Martin's a death piece they brought in. So they like their group there at this point. I don't see Reddick. I just don't see that one happening.
Did the Bears make a conscious decision to change the depth chart to include a nickelback instead of a strong side linebacker? We talked to Adam Amin about this yesterday, and after he brought it up, I was wondering, how is this a league-wide thing, or is it a team-by-team thing where they've got Kyler Gordon as starting nickel, and the only linebackers that are listed are TJ Edwards at weak and Tremaine Edmonds at middle?
That's a good question. I don't really have a great answer for you on that. That's not really been on my radar, but I mean, look, as you know, these depth charts are very unofficial. It's done by, like, the PR staff, not through the coaching staff. They like Kyler Gordon a lot. They see him as a guy who could emerge as one of the top nickel corners in the league. So it's certainly more credibility for him, but I've not really thought about that one too much, to be honest.
Yeah, I would just be interested because Jack Sanborn, who we know in what would used to be like a classic rundown situation, Sanborn would be on the field at strong side. But if now the league, it just to me, it's sort of.
It feels like an acknowledgement that these offenses are in 11 personnel more than.
It's a marking point for evolution of NFL football, at least where it is now on the pendulum, that we're going to go lighter and quicker. And it may be that the idea of a strong side backer is antiquated.
No doubt. And to your point, I mean, Kyler Gordon was the first draft pick ever made by Ryan Poles. And like they picked him specifically to run that nickel position. Like, they value that. Ryan Poles certainly values that. It's not like, oh, we're just going to put you here and see how you handle it. Like, they specifically selected Gordon to be that nickel guy. So, yeah, the Bears are up on that as well. I'm with you. Like, this is the trend in the NFL now, and nickel position gets a lot more run than that third strong side linebacker does. Sanborn's a really good depth piece to have at that position, but at the same point, despite a strong rookie season from a couple years ago, go out and get Edwards and Edmonds, so it tells you what you need to know. They really like their defense when they are in that nickel package.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How would you assess if it was a really good performance by Caleb, but what do you think they think will say, hey, let's improve on blank?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's more continuing to build on some of the operational details, because it was great to see clean operation for two series in a preseason game, but there's been a lot of really sloppy days here at practice, guys. Like, we've talked about it plenty, and it is in part on the quarterback. We've not heard the offensive line or anybody kind of rat out their quarterback. They understand it's a growth process. I think more so it's not so much what you saw on Saturday as much as the operation here in practice every day and continue to build on that. Like, it's funny to say this, but like, I think it was really good for Caleb Williams and the offense to go against a different defense, because this defense seems to know what play they're running. They seem to have the snap counts down. They've been blowing up so many of these practice scripts every day and just having fun with it, taunting the offense, taunting Caleb Williams. We hear DeMarcus Walker constantly chirping in practice. It makes you better, but at the same point, like, they're not really doing what they want to do offensively, but the clean operation. So continue to stack good days here in practice. Take what you did from the preseason game and build on that now behind the scenes at Hallis Hall.
You've been talking a lot about Austin Booker, and then he showed out. What do you think he proved to the coaching staff, and do you think that means that he's putting himself in a position to not just be a specialist, but maybe be more rotational?
He had 2.5 sacks in that game. My favorite one he had was the half sack when he got home in the fourth quarter. And I know it's, you know, you're going against the Bills' third string offense, whatever. He came off the edge with a little move inside and then spun off in the A gap and got home off the edge from there. Like, he had three different pass rushing moves to get home to the quarterback. That shows a guy who is developing his skill set and who's confident. He knows what tools he needs to pull out of the bag to make this happen. He's a really intriguing young guy who's really willing to learn. Like, people in this building have raved about his character and raved about his personality. Everybody who's encountered him has just talked about how eager he is. And that's great because he's got the talent. He's got the skill set. But you got to want to put it all together as a young, raw prospect. You're seeing a guy who's doing that. You saw evidence of that on Saturday. We mentioned the pass rushing deal. Like, I think they are more than comfortable having Austin Booker be that guy running opposite Montez Sweat, even if he is a rookie in this league, even if he is a guy who still is kind of figuring it out. They love the skill set, they love the makeup of this kid, and they really believe in him.
When you start talking about how they've put a roster together regarding makeup, it's amazing. Everybody on this team seems to be nice. It's almost bizarre. This is an NFL team. This is made up of some of the roughest, toughest, biggest, strongest, fastest human beings on the face of the earth. And for years, it's been presumed that there is a certain level of roughness around the edges in their lives. Not this Bears team, man. This has really mattered to them.
Yeah, look, you always hear about character in the NFL or any sport, right? You want to have character, character, character. It's often a lot of talk. You understand when you hear it. It's genuine with this team, and I think there's a real benefit to that. When you're 0-4 and you got a chance where your entire team can quit on your coaching staff and the season can really spiral on you, that's where you need character. That's where you need guys who are committed to this thing and really want to be better. And that's how you salvage a season the way they did last year. I know 7-10 is nothing to throw a parade for, but like, think about the alternative of where that year could have gone. It speaks a lot to the group that they have in that locker room. And Ryan Poles and his front office really put an emphasis on that. They believe there's an actual football benefit beyond just saying we've got a really good group of character and really good group in this locker room. There's a football benefit. You can have a better football team because you've got guys who have great character and are really committed to building this thing.
The Bears have more data on this than anyone because they've played two games other than Houston. How have they reacted to the kickoff rules, and what have they said they've learned from it?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear back from Richard Hightower. We're going to get him later this week, I believe, to kind of get some follow-up on this. The term I keep hearing as they look over this play is a run play, and it makes more sense when you look at the layout and the design of this. It makes me kind of think, like, Dan, you made the point last week, and I think you're right, like, and the Valus Jones experiment, while I don't think it's really working, like, there is running back benefit to that. Tyler Scott's a guy who has running back background in his football life as well. Like, running back skill sets matter in this, and I think that's something they're really going to value as they look for the man who's going to be their lead returner in this. They do see it as a run play. I got to talk with John Hussey last week, the head referee. He described it the same way, saying, like, that's going to be the way that teams look to exploit this. I think it's still a work in progress. They're really kind of figuring it out, and, you know, these are decisions that matter for the bottom of the roster, but I think they're really kind of settling in on what they want out of that role.
All right, Emma, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Take care.
That's Chris Emma, who reports on your Chicago Bears for us. 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.